ending up on purpose, and I'm holding up this tray on purpose, because what does this remind you of? When you go somewhere, someone's carrying a tray like this, and they walk up to your table, and what do?
Me.
It reminds you of you? Well, I hope not. Yeah, they got food on it. Very good. He's right. It reminds you of a waitress or a waiter, right? And they come up to your table and they serve you something. That waiter or that waitress is being a servant. And who are they serving?
Yeah.
You know what? You're being served right now. How are you being served? And they're being served too. And sometimes they don't realize it. But when they come into this house, there is someone who is carrying a tray like this, even though we don't see it, but it's a spiritual tray, and it is spiritual servanthood that's going on here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to kneel down now, and don't worry, I won't drop it. I've never done this before in my life. I've never been a servant in a restaurant, but I am a servant of the Lord, and I'm here to serve you something. And what do I have here to serve to you? The Bible. I'm here to serve you God's Word. And actually, it's not your pastor who's doing the serving, but someone serving you through me. And who's doing the serving? God is. Jesus. God is. It's God who's doing the servant, is doing the service to you. He serves you His Word. And in His Word, what do we hear? We hear that we're sinners, but yet, because we are sinners, we have been saved. And how were we saved? Jesus going to the cross to die for us. We hear that in here. So therefore, my young friends and all my old friends too, you're served here this day the Word of God. And that's good, isn't it? Also, I have here, this is the little kit that I use for our shut-ins. And when I bring God's body and blood to them, I bring to them body and blood, bread and wine. And here, some of you pretty soon will be old enough to receive this. When you're confirmed, you'll come here to this altar, and here you're being served once again, just like mom and dad and grandpa and grandma. You're being served the forgiveness of your sins in body and blood. You're being served the strengthening of your faith. Here Jesus tells you, don't be afraid, for I am with you. Matter of fact, I am so much with you that I give myself to you. And he also says, I do this so that you will have life and salvation. And here is where you receive this. This is where you receive Jesus coming to serve you, his body and blood. Now, most of you, this has already happened for all of you, but if you look right over there, what do you see? Yeah, the baptismal font. That's where you were baptized. And there at the font, once again, who came to serve you? God came to serve you. And what did he serve you? He poured water on you, and he gave you something very valuable. What did he give to you? Yeah, he gave you eternal life. He also gave you faith. Faith to believe that when God says, I forgive you of your sins, you have the faith to trust and to believe and to know that your sins have been forgiven. So here in church, even though you may not realize it, Jesus is here, and he's here to serve you, and he serves you his Word, he serves you his body and blood, he serves you in holy baptism, the means of grace, and the greatest thing that he says to each of you is that I forgive you of all your sins. And that's Jesus serving you, and it's him serving them. So let's say it together. Jesus, thank you for being my Savior. Jesus, and coming here to serve me.
And coming here to serve me.
The forgiveness of all my sins.
The forgiveness of all my sins.
Let's pray. We fold our hands and close our eyes and bow our heads. Lord Jesus, thank you for being a servant of all. Help us, O Lord, to understand that we are to be as children. And that in that humble service, O Lord, of being a child, we are actually being first in your kingdom. For being first in your kingdom means that you are here to serve us. And as you serve us, we believe that all of our sins are forgiven. And all the children said,
Amen.